I'm Squash.
And I'm Papa.
And you're listening to Squasha and Papa.
Okay. Squash, what is your question for me tonight?
Do you think you would like to be a judge on Nailed It?
For anyone that doesn't know, what is Nailed It?
A show on Netflix where people bake, and if they win the first round, they get a golden chef baking hat, and if they win the next round, they get a trophy.
Okay, and are the contestants, the people that play on the show, really good at baking?
They invite people that want to come.
Right, but are those people good at baking?
Yeah.
No, the answer is no.
Why?
The show's ironic in that they say Nailed It when they make something, but it's usually not even close to what it should be. It either doesn't taste good or wasn't cooked properly or baked properly, and it doesn't look good. So yes. Are the people good at baking?
No.
No, that is correct. So your question for me is, do you think you would like being or to be a judge on Nailed It?
You won't have to bake, but if you give someone a panic button,
okay,
then you have to help them.
Right, one of the judges goes over and helps a chef if they hit the panic button.
Yeah.
So do I think I would like to be a judge on that show? The one thing that would make me hesitate to say yes is that I have to eat the food, right?
Yeah.
And some of them aren't even cooked and don't look appetizing. They don't look tasty. So that would scare me a little bit, but I think it would be fun. I think the host of the show is really fun, and to be able to joke around with her and the professional chef.
Another person got they invited to be a judge for one time.
Yeah, the guest judge. I would be that person if I were a judge on the show. Yeah. So I think it would be fun. I think it might make my tummy a little bit upset, but to see some of the ridiculous creations from people that are just as bad at baking as I am, that would be pretty fun. Would you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you like the theme of the show to be if you were a judge on Nailed It? What type of stuff would they be baking? We've been watching some Christmas episodes, but is there a different theme that you think would be fun to judge?
I think... for them to make... I think... I would do a bunk bed like mine in the normal one.
So a cake that looks like your bunk bed?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty tricky. You know what would be funny is if they had to make characters from Super Mario.
Yeah.
Because I don't think any of them would look anything like the real characters.
Yeah.
Imagine if they had to make a cake pop that looked like Captain Toad. That would be very funny.
Yeah, I think I could do it. Just you bake a circle of cake.
Okay.
You get a paper stick.
Okay.
You stick the cake onto it.
Okay.
And decorate it.
How would you decorate it? What would you put on it?
The flashlight.
Where's the flashlight?
On its head.
Oh, like when Captain Toad is underground?
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean from the Captain Toad video game. Okay. There's lots of details to that.
And then the red dots and the white head.
What would you use to make those?
Red icing for the dots.
Okay.
White icing for the head.
Okay. And that would be good?
Yeah.
I think so. That was a good question, buddy. You ready for mine?
Yeah.
My question is, if you were a sleepwalker, where do you think you would walk to while you're sleeping?
So, just like the Munch book.
I searched my questions and I couldn't find anything.
Did you search mine?
I didn't. Maybe you asked me that, but I'm asking it to you and I don't think I have before. So just, what's the Robert Munch book with the sleepwalking? Do you remember?
50 Below Zero.
50 Below Zero. So in that book, the kid's father keeps sleepwalking out of bed and ending up in different places.
Yeah, so the first one, he ends up in the kitchen on the fridge and freezer.
Mm-hmm. Eventually goes into the garage and then he ends up outside in the cold. So what I'm wondering is...
No, the garage is him sleeping on the car.
Mm-hmm. So if you were a sleepwalker and you got out of bed, where do you think you would go? Would it be somewhere inside the house or outside of the house?
Outside.
Okay, where outside of our house would you go as a sleepwalker?
Backyard.
Okay, and what would you do back there while sleeping?
Make a campfire.
So you would make a campfire while sleeping. Okay, and then what?
Roast some marshmallows.
Very difficult to do while sleeping. Okay, but what else? Sing Kumbaya.
What song is that?
Kumbaya. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, Kumbaya, Kumbaya.
How does it go?
Something like that. But so you would roast marshmallows and make a campfire while sleeping?
In our backyard.
Okay. Would you clean up? Maybe shovel some of the snow?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very nice of you. Maybe charge the security camera, make sure the battery's full?
I would need to do that inside.
Yeah, you might need a ladder to get it down. Maybe you could make friends with the bunny that seems to be hopping through our backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when would you wake up? What would make you wake up from your sleepwalk?
The sun.
Okay, so when it's morning, you think your eyes would just open? Would you know how you got out there, or would you be super confused?
I would be confused.
I think so. You might be chilly as well.
Yeah, because I would be like this.
Yeah, you're not wearing a shirt.
No shirt or socks. Or socks.
Yeah. So don't do that. If you can help, you know, just stay in bed. Don't get up. Cool?
Y-E-S.
Y-E-S. All right, buddy. It's been nice chatting with you. Should we do this again tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. See ya. Bye.
See ya, bye-bye.
See ya, bye-bye.
See ya, bye-bye.